the 2019 Q CEO Executive Team Network in Amelia Island, Florida.
Amelia Island, Florida.
Yeah, I keep on thinking Amelia Earhart Island. That's another show. That's on the History Channel. We are here with PSEU's very own Brian Scott, the man with two first names.
That's right, two first names. I'm really good. Good to be back.
Yeah. So you just got out of a session.
Just fresh off it.
I know, right out of there. And you were actually running the session, speaking.
I was.
Called Future Proofing Your Members' Experience.
That's a bold title, isn't it?
It's very bold. I'm like, wow, I really want to talk about this. So what does future proofing?
It's hard to say.
Future. That's the magic show later.
Yes.
What does future proofing, what does it look like?
Yeah,
what does it
look like? First of all, the start of this presentation came out of a study that we do every year called Ion Payments.
Mm-hmm.
And what was most interesting this year is when you look at how people use payment devices, this year the experience really came through as the biggest thing that drives what people, how they use their card. It used to be rates and fees, then it was rewards. Now it's the experience.
Okay.
And so we look at what's the experience you have going into your financial institution.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you look at retail stores right now, and the highest end retail stores are the ones that are really doing well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of retail going out of business, but high end retail is really booming right now. And it's because of the experience.
Okay.
It's proving over and over that people will pay more for a great experience.
Oh, yeah.
And so
yeah.
A lot of what we talk about is how do you create a great experience mm-hmm. to future-proof mm-hmm. your members from going somewhere else.
Isn't Amazon Prime a perfect example of that? Because we're willing to pay a little bit more for that Prime experience.
And it's a great example of that. And it's an example of disruptors.
Yeah.
Amazon thinking about getting into banking.
Yeah.
Amazon doesn't want to get into banking and financial services because they think we're making a killing in it mm-hmm. and it's a huge profit center.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get there because of the data. So when you come into Amazon, mm-hmm. they can tailor the experience so you buy more from them.
Right.
And there's so much data that's in financial services.
Mm-hmm.
We know what you buy when you buy it.
Yeah.
You know, we know that you go to the grocery store every Friday after work.
How'd you know that? Brian!
It's those kind of things, though, that a lot of these other companies want to get into
exactly.
it mm-hmm. for that exact thing so they can create a great experience in their realm.
I've heard credit unions have more data on their members than Amazon has on its consumers, and I totally believe that.
It's true. I mean, you look at things like the example I gave in there is we can predict when somebody's going to take an auto loan with relative certainty because they don't have a current auto loan,
mm-hmm.
so they probably have a car that's old.
Yeah.
And if they're using a card to spend money at Napa Auto Parts or somewhere like
mm-hmm.
that, they're highly likely mm-hmm. to take an auto loan.
Yeah.
And it's those kind of things, just simple pieces of data like that
right.
can tell us a lot about somebody's financial journey that
right.
they're on through life. And understanding that financial journey, you can use that to create great experiences.
Yeah. I mean, individual experiences.
Individual experiences,
for sure.
Yeah.
So what are some other steps to future-proofing? Yeah. You just used a good example of that one, like the car buying experience.
Yeah. I'd say the number one step that I gave in there is doing a member journey.
Mm-hmm.
So actually journey mapping out what is your member's experience at every touch point.
Mm-hmm.
Take an auto loan.
Yeah.
What happens when you walk into a credit union to get an auto loan? If the first thing they do is slide a piece of paper across the table, that's probably not a good experience.
Right.
And I gave the example of in Kenya, M-Pesa,
mm-hmm.
they can make a loan decision in 20 seconds or less, and they have a less than 2% default rate.
Wow.
You don't even have to tell them what you're wanting a loan for.
Really?
You just say, I want a loan,
yeah.
and here's how much. They can decision it and give it to you so you can go spend whatever you want in 20 seconds or less. That's a great experience.
Yeah.
And go through a journey map at your credit union of what happens when you go into a branch.
Right.
What happens when you go to research an auto loan on your website? Can you do that? Can you understand what you're going to pay?
Mm-hmm.
Take every step of that member's journey, map it out, and figure out what are the low points, what are the not good pieces of that process,
mm-hmm.
and what are the good pieces, and move everything up. Take every bad experience and at least make it neutral,
right,
and take every good experience and make it great.
Okay.
And that's one of the biggest things that we talk about is doing those journey maps.
Wow, 20 seconds.
20 seconds, it's crazy.
Holy smokes, because I'm thinking like, okay, what's keeping us from doing that?
Exactly, yeah. Credit unions have all the data on somebody's financial health,
right.
they can make those decisions too.
Completely. So I know this is the obvious question, but I want to hear your take. So why is this so important to credit unions today? Why is this future-proofing so important?
Part of it's important because there's other industries that are dictating what our members expect.
And so,
you know, everybody uses Uber and Amazon, but there's lots of other companies like that that are dictating, dictating maybe a strong, but they're setting the expectation of what our members expect from us.
That bar is
and
high.
So when somebody like Amazon gets into financial services, they've already set the bar. And if we're not at least creating those great experiences, we could stand to lose those members.
Right, right.
And that's the biggest reason is we have to keep up with what members expect, and those expectations are coming from lots of other places.
And if they're not going to get it at your credit union, they're going to go somewhere
else. They're going to get it somewhere
else. They're going to go find it.
Yep.
All righty, sir. Anything else to add to wrap up here? I mean, this is obviously very timely stuff here.
Yeah,
things that we need to be aware of, especially going into 2020 when business is
moving
so fast.
It is. The last thing I'd say is, you know, go back to your credit union and say to your management team, your board, whatever, what could we do here that creates enough value that somebody would pay money to download our app?
Yeah.
I'm not saying you should pay money, have your members pay to download your app,
right?
But create a bundle of services and a bundle of experiences around your app or around your credit union that your members would pay you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And use that as your hurdle, use that as your bar
right.
to say, are we creating enough great experiences?
Yeah.
So that's the maybe the last thing I'd leave you with.
I think that's a good one. All right, Brian, thanks again for all that you do. And
thanks, it's fun.
Always fun chatting
always
with
love
you.
Talking with
this
you.
Is, yeah, great information. And yeah, this is, Creighton's got to do this stuff to
they
keep
do.
Up,
it's,
man.
Yeah.
Keep up. All right.
No better place than a Q's event to talk about
no
it.
No doubt, there's some great speakers here, including you.
Oh,
well done, sir.